Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about the app Icebreakers. So, from my understanding, I heard from a little bird that the Icebreaker app is about a networking application. And I have Dave, the creator of the app, on my show so that we can really think about this because networking is not always fun, is from what I hear. So, Dave, thank you so much for coming on my show.
Yeah.
Am I right, or did I skim it, or can you
No,
elaborate and tell me more
absolutely,
about
absolutely. So I've been in sales for ever, and before that, I had like a desire. My grandfather was a pastor. My grandfather's Puerto Rican, actually. He was a pastor, and he was my hero. So I wanted to be like him. So you know, he was very gregarious and outgoing, and you know, just a great guy. And so, you know, meeting new people, and we were always moving to a different, you know, school. I went to multiple different schools in elementary school through high school. So meeting people was something that, like, I kind of got used to. And then I ended up in sales, and I ended up, like, everything about my life was about, like, connecting with people in some fashion. And so, you know, I have, you know, I would say if the average person is like, meh, on networking, like, I'll do it if I have to. I'm like a little bit above average in terms of like appreciation for it and kind of dig it a little bit.
Okay.
But I've always had to network in my chosen career of sales.
Okay.
And even though I am someone who doesn't mind getting out and meeting new people, you know, would probably be a little bit above average on that. I still found myself with the same problem that everybody else has with networking, which is where do I start? You know, it's not even, you know, where do I start in terms of starting a conversation? It's like, okay, now I'm having a conversation with someone who is not my tribe. They can't, you know, help me at all, and I can't help them. And now what? You know, we're the only two people talking. How do I get out of this conversation and make sure I get the value out of this event that I'm at? And so that's where Icebreaker came about. I'm just exuding energy here. That's why the lighting keeps changing here.
It's okay. No, believe me, that the lighting is no
not
problem.
Not a big deal. So that's where it came from. It was like, I needed to find a way to maximize my time at these events. And the best way to do that is to understand who's in the room and know who your ideal connection are in the room. Like, if you had somebody that knew everybody in the room and that walked you around to connect you with the person that would be best for you, that would be a valuable event. Right. That would be an ideal networking event. So we are we're approaching that. It's very close to that with Icebreaker. That's basically what it is. It's who's in the room, and then it notifies you based upon the keywords of the type of person that you're looking for, who that person is. Then you can look at that profile and you'd be like, oh, they ride a motorcycle like I do. Or, you know, whatever, they're a podcaster. Right. So now you have some icebreakers, right, that you can start conversations with, and it just makes networking much more effective and valuable. Like, you get your return on investment. But for introverts, it also makes it less intimidating, and you know a little bit about the people around you. And then what's super cool is that after the event, and this is an option that event hosts who set it up would have. It has you don't need event hosts, but, you know, if you do have an event host, there's an option there. But you can continue to connect with people at the event afterwards. There's a feature in that allows you to do that. So, you know,
good.
I've just been to a couple, and, you know, we got people that are still on it and still making new connections. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I mean, and to be honest, the way that you explained it makes sense, and I love the fact that you basically said you took away the hard part, because one of the things that I avoided when it comes to networking, people are like, Missy, you should go to networking events. It'll be good. It'll be good for you. But I'm an introvert. I don't like to make small talk. I think it's awkward. Like, so how's the weather? Have you seen this episode? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. It's cringing sometimes. So
Yeah.
for me,
Yeah.
I never participated in networks
Yeah.
because of the thought of that goes into it. So what you just created basically breaks that, you know.
Yeah.
So if somebody was like, Missy, you should go to this networking event, but download this app so that you can just fill everything up real quick and it'll be easy peasy, and then you don't gotta worry about it, and then you know who you want to talk to if you want to talk to somebody, and then I could look for the face and look and see and match everything up, and it makes it more of a game, or it makes it
Love
more
that, yeah.
easy of a situation. And that right there, I think, is beautiful, because goodness, there's so many people like me that avoid that type
Yeah.
of interaction because it's such an awkward situation.
It is. It's
Awkward.
awkward for everybody. I think I've looked at research at one time, and I think that the majority of people are introvert on the introverted scale. Then there's the ambivert, which is kind of in the middle. Very
Yeah.
few people are extroverted, and like whatever, clinically extroverted. I don't know how you would say that, but like legitimately fully extroverted.
And I'll
Yeah,
accept
that's
it.
a yeah. That's a great point of the getting people comfortable beforehand. Yeah.
Exactly. It's that, get that beforehand, because nobody likes to really meet anybody out of the blue anymore, because it's like a blind date, you know what I mean? So it's just weird. I don't know. Anyways,
It's
but
part of the sausage making, right? The awkward stuff, you gotta acknowledge that it's there, it's gonna happen, like it's gonna happen. And it's just like first dates are awkward, right?
yeah,
Got a
because I
guy, you
hate
gotta get
awkward
through it.
situations.
You gotta get through it. You just know it's gonna happen, you know it's gonna be there, and you just gotta do it. It's
I
just
can't. I don't like to rip off that band-aid. You know, that's
Yeah.
why I was single for so long before I found my husband, because goodness, that the dating and just going out there is just I get nervous. And when I get nervous, I either talk too much or too fast, and I start to ramble, or I start sweating. Like, goodness, it's not a good time. It's a hot mess. So when I'm around people that are professional and I'm supposed to be professional, I'm not. I'm like sweating and I'm just stressing, and then I just walk away because of my anxieties everywhere. So I don't get to enjoy it, and I don't get to embrace the situation. But I guess go back on topic. What really made you realize like this was working? Like, I know you said some stories that people were still connecting, but what made you realize like, wow, Icebreaker, this app is truly making a difference? Don't worry about your lighting. Stop looking at yourself.
I'm not, I'm my cat. It's super cool that I have so many more stories than the one that I originally shared to that question. One of the first so you gotta test it and you gotta get it out there. You just gotta fail forward with everything, software included. But especially something that's as unique as the tech that we're using. But so we're at this event, and this guy, asks me, I can't remember what he asked me, because we had I think it was a long story short, I basically showed him how to use the filter, right? You can see everybody in the room. Great, it's all on the discovery screen, and you're not gonna like you can read their headline of like what they say about themselves, in a little headline. But so much more valuable if you use the search bar or the filter button, which basically saves your search. But I asked him, what are you looking for? And he said, a marketing person. And this is my first story of like, I felt like, yes, I am making a difference. So we put marketing in there, and he's like, oh, snap. There was somebody in the room. This is like a bar, it was like a mixer. It's just a regular old
Okay.
mixer. I think we had like 30 people there, 40 people there.
Okay.
And he beelined right over and talk to the person he needed to talk to. That's what made that event valuable for him. And I was able to immediately show him that the Icebreaker app got him that value immediately. That was the first of many cool stories Maybe I'll share one more from this past Friday.
Go ahead.
We were in London and a big event in London, and I was talking to somebody, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's so cool. I just found a deal for my friend." So one of the speakers at this event is a friend of mine, and this lady happened to be a friend of her as well. But she said that at the event, she looked in the app and she like saw that somebody was there that was a friend of hers. And long story short, that person needed an accountant, and there was another person in the room, the speaker, who was an accountant person, and she put them together. So money made, revenue generated as a result of being able to know who's in the room and then either make that connection yourself or make it for somebody else. It was cool.
Yeah, most definitely. That sounds really rewarding to be able to connect people, you know, because this world, at the end of the day, it comes down to working together. You know what I mean? At some way, shape, or form, we are all affecting each other's lives in the smallest increments, even when we don't even think it's helping somebody. Could be helping somebody across the room, across the world, across the states, wherever it could be, but you know, we all affect each other's lives, and to find people in just the same room that be able to affect our lives in a positive direction is very rewarding. And to be able to know that you participated in that and you're able to help somebody find something on your app to make it easier for them, and to see all of this unfold before your eyes. I mean, I'm pretty sure this was like a blessing. Like you were just like, oh, I'm standing finally in my blessing. Am I right?
Oh, it feels very meaningful. It feels very purposeful. It's a wonderful thing. I love it. And the whole karma of it is fantastic. The givers get, and if you do any networking classes, they're gonna tell you that's one of the principles of good networking, is that the givers get. You serving other people is going to not just help them and make you feel good, but it'll generate a reciprocal action in some form, that ends up multiplying for you. So I love it. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. So I guess I have to ask, what would you tell your younger self if you could tell them any, if tell your younger self anything?
Being patient. I think everybody has a different, so like my advice to my younger self might be different from somebody else. Like
Of course.
so for me, I tend to be a little bit ahead of the market. For example, I could be impatient at outcomes. I have this idea of how things are going to unfold and where it's going to be and where it's going to go. And if it's not happening, that doesn't mean it's not working, or doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, right? It's just sometimes you just have to be a little bit more patient and stick to it. So, I'm an Enneagram 3, I'm a Sagittarius, I'm like a lot of different things. And what they say is like, you got to finish stuff. There's a DISC profile. I'm like a really high I. I'm a D. My highest are D and I and so on. But all these profiles are all about like finish the course, and you don't finish the course because you're not patient. And so I think this time it's been a mantra for me over the last few years, is be patient, be patient, be patient. And I'm finally starting to see, the snowball effect and the momentum.
You
But
know,
I have
that's
some other things that if I'd been patient, I would have, made more money on. So, hey, you gotta lose
yeah.
them to get the lessons, right? The L's.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you have to go through those hardships to really learn that lesson. It's about learning that lesson though, because when you don't learn that lesson, you're gonna just keep repeating and
It
repeating and
again.
repeating it until you realize like I should have had a V8. That's awesome. I think what stood out to me in the beginning was when you said that you were constantly networking, because one of my questions was going to be, how many networking events did you go to before you realized like I need to get this set up already, because it's driving me crazy talking to all these random people. But you basically kind of said it in the beginning, like you were constantly networking, moving around, and just exposing yourself to different people. Like I'm I always moved around too. I'm Puerto Rican as well. So I don't know if it's just a Puerto Rican thing where we're like nomads and we're constantly moving and we
It's
go through so many
gotta be in the
different
DNA.
schools. You know what I mean? So we finally realize like I am done, you know? So I'm not sure if that's just a relatable thing because of culture, but you know, I think it's funny because I dread sales, even though I constantly always had a network and I'm a good people's person. Like I could talk to people, you know, like, I'm talking to
Sure,
you
look at you
and I've had,
podcasting.
you
Yeah.
know what I mean? But it just comes down to like I those interactions of just selling and just and this networking is just I feel like I'm forcing myself onto people and it's just weird, you know? I mean, what is your opinions on like what was that moment in the beginning before you started, you know, realizing like this has always been what I've been doing before you had that realization? I mean, was it ever difficult?
Oh yeah. Again, it's just like you just it's more it's more a label on it. It's like it's not bad, it's just how it is. And
Not
you
bad, it's
know,
just how it's done.
the awkwardness, yeah. You know, at one point in sales, I had to realize that the person that's on the other line or that's across from me, I'm doing them a service, right? In a networking, you're serving each other. It's not like you're the one that's the maitre d' and they're the one that's the customer or whatever. In networking, it's like you're both serving each other, so it's a little bit more of a peer-to-peer. But in a sales conversation, you know, that person is looking for you to lead. And it took me, I know it's not everybody wants to be the leader. And but if you're in sales, you are the leader, you know, or there's nothing happening, or
I
you're
feel
not
like
gonna.
it's so pushy. I feel like sales is such a pushy industry to be in because I've heard that. I've heard that line. Believe me, I've heard that line. Like you have to be a leader. You have to be able to push yourself forward and not take no for an answer. But not taking no for an answer is frustrating because it's
Oh,
like
that's
you're always facing no's. So it's like for me,
yeah,
it's like it
well.
breaks my spirit. I can't
I
do
hear
it.
you.
So many
That's
no's. No.
I no it is not for everybody for sure. And for those who it is something that they want to do. I mean, obviously it can be very lucrative, but
Yeah.
you're it's how you look at it. And
That's
then
true.
not every salesperson is marching by the same, you know, beat, you know, working from the same, you know, ground rules. And the ground rules of a good salesperson are that you're there to serve. So you're leading, yes, but you're leading in a way that serves them. And there's some people that, and there's movies about, you know, like you said, don't take no for an answer, or, you know, what is it?
It's
Always
your
be closing.
character.
You know, that
Yeah.
movie, I can't remember what the name of that depressing movie is. A lot of sales movies are kind of depressing, to be honest with you. But and
Yep.
they have it wrong. Like if you have had an experience with a good salesperson, they've asked you questions to draw out your needs and your wants, your goals, the like what would happen if you don't get this? Like you already know that outcome because that's the one you're living in,
Oh
right?
wow, that was deep. Goodness, mic drop. Goodness gracious. If anybody who's in sales, they need a quotation to use, I guess use Dave's, right? Because that was
Yeah.
amazing.
And that's the benefit, the value of being a servant in leading in sales is that you're able to serve them to get to their outcome that they want, you know, and if you have the ethics to, you know, to kind of walk them through it, you can feel great about yourself. And those are just the stepping stones to the yes. Like,
Oh,
you
look
know.
at you. Oh, way to flip it around. I like that very much. Good job, Dave. Woo, awesome. I like that very much. Just because when people are able to flip a perspective into something positive, I feel like that's a skill. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. It has to
Sure.
be a working skill to be able to develop to be at that point. I don't think nobody's necessarily born with that. You know what I mean? Because Let's be honest, you have to go through a lot of no's to realize, you know what, it's not this no, but maybe it's the next person, and then it might be a yes, you know, and then you have to keep
Absolutely.
going and keep going. So that's a beautiful way to put it, because a lot of people need to think about it like that, including myself.
Yeah, I mean, look,
So.
a mentor is basically someone who's seen the road ahead of you and then tells you, hey, look, I know what this is what it looks like, but I'm telling you from the future, or I'm telling you from this side, you need to look at it differently, right? And then you believe them, and then you get the outcomes that they've experienced or they know down the road. So some of this is just a little bit of a reframing, like a perspective change, you know.
Yep, most definitely. Great, great. This has been such a great conversation. And I guess to start wrapping up the show, what could be some great lasting advice that you can leave us off with? Even though you already gave us some great tips and some great words to really think about, what can be some lasting words of
Yeah,
wisdom?
I really like this one because we talked about networking a lot. We've already talked about the givers get, which is huge in both personal and in business. But the other one is to be curious. And to be honest with you, that's what makes you a good podcaster, is that you're curious. And if listeners can take that, mindset to networking events or that first date or whatever, it really does help, right? Just being curious. You don't have to come up with things. You don't have to, honestly, if you ask them about the weather or the sports game, it's not really being curious. That's like small talk, right? That's different.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
that's basically what I would say is just be curious about the human in front of you and try that out.
Awesome. That's awesome. I haven't had anybody say curious yet, so that's the first. So thank you, because curiosity really does trigger your thoughts and to ponder and to wonder and imagination and creativity and the what ifs of the world. I mean, curiosity, it may have killed the cat, but I heard that it brought it back, you know?
Nice.
So that's it.
Love
That's the
that.
show. If you guys want to know more about Dave, I have his lovely photo on my website along with the link to Icebreaker's app, you know, so that you can go ahead and download it and check it all out. And if you want to hit up Dave, go message him and let him
Let's
know what's on his mind so that you guys can all continue on thinking. So be safe out there, y'all. Bye.